Nolte, fact-checking three falsehoods in Biden campaign's Tara Reid talking points. By John Nolte on April 29, 2020. Joe Biden's presidential campaign is reportedly sharing talking points trying to discredit his sexual assault accuser, Tara Reid. The problem is, this script makes not one, not two, but three false claims. Here is the full text of the talking points, per the far-left BuzzFeed. Biden believes that all women have the right to be heard and to have their claims thoroughly reviewed. The talking points read, according to a copy sent to two Democratic operatives. In this case, a thorough review by the New York Times has led to the truth, this incident did not happen. Here's the bottom line, they read. Vice President Joe Biden has spent over 40 years in public life, 36 years in the Senate, 7 Senate campaigns, 2 previous presidential runs, 2 vice presidential campaigns, and 8 years in the White House. There has never been a complaint, allegation, hint or rumor of any impropriety or inappropriate conduct like this regarding him, ever. Claim number 1, the New York Times conducted a thorough review of Reid's allegations. Verdict, false. Lie number 1 is the claim the New York Times conducted a thorough review of the Tara Reid's increasingly credible sexual assault allegation against Biden. We now know the Times did no such thing. A ton of corroborating evidence has been exposed since the Times released its sloppy investigation, which proves the Times was nothing close to thorough. Claim number 2, the Times reporting has led to the truth, this incident did not happen. Verdict, false. The second lie is that the New York Times concluded Joe Biden did not sexually assault Tara Reid. Even the far-left Times felt the need to debunk that straight-up falsehood, humiliating would-be VP Stacey Abrams, who already spread that fake news all over CNN primetime. Our investigation made no conclusion either way, a Times spokesperson told BuzzFeed Wednesday morning. Claim number 3, there has never even been a hint or rumor of similar behavior from Biden ever in history. Verdict, false. The third lie is this nonsense about no complaint, allegation, hint or rumor of any impropriety or inappropriate conduct like this regarding him, ever. To begin with, while Reid's allegation, that Biden shoved his hand up her skirt in 1993, penetrated her vagina with his fingers, and then fired her after she complained, is by far the most serious, Tara Reid is the 8th woman, number 8, to accuse Biden of misconduct. What's more, there is also this 2008 report in a left-wing publication that definitively proves rumors and hints about Biden's sexual misconduct have been around for more than a decade. Biden is a notorious flapjaw. His vanity deludes him into believing that every word that drops from his mouth is minted in the golden currency of Pericles. Vanity is the most conspicuous characteristic of U.S. senators en bloc, nourished by deferential acolytes and often expressed in loudish sexual advances to staffers, interns and the like. On more than one occasion, counterpunches editors have listened to vivid accounts by the recipient of just such advances. This staffer of another senator being accosted by Biden in the well of the Senate in the weeks immediately following his first wife's fatal car accident. Emphasis added. So not only is Joe Biden refusing to address Reid's credible allegations directly, he has yet to comment on them and the fake news media have not asked him to comment. Not only has he so far refused to call on the University of Delaware to release the Senate papers that might hold Reid's alleged harassment complaint against him, he is also issuing talking points that are so flagrantly untrue the New York Times felt the need to speak up. With her desire to have investigative reporters check out the details of her story and her call for Biden to release his Senate papers, Reid continues to act like a woman with nothing to hide. With his refusal to protest his own innocence, to open up his papers, and the issuing of at least 3 lies in his talking points, Joe Biden continues to act like a man with everything to hide. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.